Well, if you're a regular 2SER listener, you know that we've got an incredible trio of shows all operating under the name of Think. They are encouraging you to think about health, about digital futures, and of course about sustainability. Jake Morcombe basically runs the entire division these days, as far as I can tell. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, Think Sustainability is what we're speaking about today.
Yeah.
You're taking us to somewhere a little more chilly than we normally chat.
So I've actually been there before with the show.
With the show, I stress.
To Antarctica, but today we're actually going to take another voyage back and looking at Antarctica through a number of different guises this time round. One of them is through a law expert looking at the international law that actually surrounds to protect, or that is in place to protect Antarctica. A scientist who, like, 5 days ago just came back from Antarctica.
Wow.
She's a phytoplankton researcher, and phytoplankton are like the tiniest little organisms on the planet, which produce like 50% of the world's oxygen, which is crazy.
You go, guys.
Yeah, go phytoplankton. And the other one is an artist, a guy called Todd McMillan, who went down to Antarctica 4 or 5 years ago or so. And he was doing a photographic series called, grimly enough, There Is No Hope. And so he did two different series. One of them was called There Is No Hope, 7 photographs. And another one, Almost Nothing, another 7 photographs. They're visually stunning. He's using this old technique called cyanotypes. And it's this really highly contrasting blues and grays. And it's just like really jumps off the page when you see these things. But he had such a weird and different insight into Antarctica. And there was one place he was telling me about called Deception Island, which is actually a collapsed volcano in which whales used to seek refuge in. So they would swim into the bottom of this volcano and live there. And I've got a pretty grim grab for you for what's happened to a large number of these whales over the years.
The whalers would come in, and then that way they'd be able to trap these whales in there. And so there would be all of these ships, you know, and, you know, all of these just men, you know, sort of men speaking in different languages, and what they dealt in was blood. You know, and then so they just killed whales, they killed each other, and then, you know, they would process this, they would process the fat, you know, on the land. And what is still there is the remnants of this sort of processing station and these big iron cylinders, and they've all now collapsed. As you can see in the foreground here, there are two crosses which then, you know, sort of signify, you know, sort of the human death that occurred there. Meanwhile, not recognizing that, you know, sort of the bottom of this volcano now, like, you know, literally has, you know, sort of tens of thousands of skeletons of whales that were then just slaughtered.
Well, that's cheery. He certainly paints a visual image.
And if you look at the photographs, it does the exact same thing. But the really interesting thing about There Is No Hope, Todd McMillan's photographic series, is it's not just an exploration of the past. It's really an indication of what's going to happen in the future. And he said, and this is something that's echoed by everybody who I've spoken to for this episode about Antarctica, climate change has undeniably completely changed the face of the continent. Mm. And this photographic series is saying that there is no hope, but are you also willing to accept that idea? Are you also willing to think that, well, if we just continue to do what we're doing now and continue to make the ice caps melt, to change the different marine life ecosystems down there, are you willing to accept the idea that there is none? And it's just such a beautiful, when you see these photographs, and I was speaking to him, and he just put it so in such an in a different way, because you speak to academics and they're giving you, you know, the technical know-how and all that sort of stuff, but for him to have gone down there and see it with his own eyes and put it into this series and really make me think about it in a different way as well. It was just really exciting to put together.
I love it. There is no hope, making it a question as much as it is a statement.
Exactly.
Wow. And a great indicator of how well science and the arts can actually work together when we want to.
Funny that you say that, because the reason he came up with the title is on his way down, he got, you know, you get those big voyage, like those big boats down to Antarctica.
Yep.
There was actually a scientist who was on the convoy, and he was saying, look, if we flip everything around and we stop using fossil fuels and we stop doing really bad damage to the environment, how much longer or how long would it take for us to regenerate what's happening in Antarctica? And the scientist said, there is no hope. And so it's less now about fixing it, but about turning things around and dealing with what we've done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is a statement and which is a notion that's echoed throughout a lot of climate sciences, is that we have done a lot of irreversible damage and we can't exactly fix it, but we're just going to have to learn how to adapt and hopefully, you know, lessen the blow in the years to come.
Jake, when people want to actually knuckle down and have a listen to this on Think Sustainability, where can they find it?
So we are available as a podcast. You can go to iTunes, your favorite podcast app, or on SoundCloud, Think Sustainability. But we also come out as a radio show Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. It's not all grim. Todd does do it with a slight tinge of positivity as well, but this is quite a real exploration, this episode, of what's happening to Antarctica and ultimately how that's going to affect the rest of the planet.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk more Think programming this time next week.